Hi, I'm Noah, and you're listening to Hardwick Sound.
I'm going to add that as the intro, I think. Hey, what's everybody? Welcome to episode number 54 of Hardwick Sound. My name is Caleb, and joining me, as always, is my family here in the dumps. Let's get it rolling here on this episode. This is my lovely mother, Ms. Carla Hardwick.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
I'm good. I was just thinking we're on 54.
Yep. I don't want to mention how old you are, but like somewhere.
We're getting close.
We're getting closer?
We're getting closer.
Okay, nice. You made a lovely supper tonight.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed it.
I assumed we were getting further and further away.
Yeah, we were getting younger.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the voice of my younger brother, Mr. Seth Hardwick.
Mister.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody
you
call him Mister.
You have never called me Mister before.
Well, I got to keep it original on the podcast. Got to keep trying new things.
Actually, to be fair, my name tag in Kids Sound Live says Mr. Seth.
Do kids Mr. call you Mr. Seth?
No.
No, I didn't think so. This is my older brother,
Hi.
Mr. Noah Hardwick.
Hello, Hi. Mr. Noah.
Nobody calls you Mr. Noah, do they?
No.
Yep, so this is episode number 54 of Hardwick Sound. A few things about the number 54.
Oh, ask us something. Tell us something.
Well, I don't have questions. I could make them questions if you want. What is the number of countries in Africa?
54.
55.
Wow. How'd you guess, Mama? Yeah, it was 54.
It was 54 30 minutes ago. Now it's 55.
Yeah, well, that's true. Like, it changes so fast in Africa that it's hard to say, but yeah. Currently, is whenever this last Wikipedia article update was updated, it was 54. So there you go. 54 countries in Africa. What is the number of cards in a deck plus jokers?
Wow.
54.
54.
Good job. All right. So Mama's got a point. Noah's got a point. Seth,
what if
losing.
One of the jokers is missing?
Then, if there's less than two jokers, then it's not.
A complete
card
deck.
If there's less or more than two jokers, it's not 54.
It's not complete.
Yeah. Part of a complete card deck.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Third thing. What is the...
54.
Hang on. No, I'm kidding. You're right. What is the number of squares on a Rubik's Cube?
54.
Yeah. We could do this like Jeopardy, and I could just say the number of squares on a Rubik's Cube, and then you'd have to buzz in and say...
What is 54?
There you go. The whole category could just be
54
things that are 54. Mama would not be in that category.
I am not 54.
What is Miss Carla's age?
Meh.
False. I'm
not
sorry.
54.
That is not correct. So, all right, so this is episode 54. We want to make sure that everybody here is well-versed and up to date on what all has been happening here at the Hardwick House. So we had a pretty interesting couple of weeks. Let's break down a little bit about what's been going on. Let's talk about the flames.
What flames?
The ones that apparently were like shooting out of our oven.
Oh, those flames.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't actually there. What was happening?
Well, we burn up a perfectly good can of cinnamon rolls.
Man.
I don't buy those very often, so I was a little discouraged. I mean, why couldn't they burn up something like my homemade biscuits, which really wouldn't have been that big of a loss? Yeah.
But not the cinnamon rolls.
Not the cinnamon rolls. I have no idea.
You know, they were really charred, but I still kind of wanted to pour the icing on them and just eat them anyway.
Just lick the icing off?
Yeah, you don't have to. I mean, that's what I do anyway, but...
I don't know, something in our stove malfunctioned and smoke started coming out and we looked in there and there were flames shooting out of the little burner thing at the back where the fan runs. And Seth got a picture of it. He got a little video of it.
So instead of putting it out, you decided to take a video.
Yeah.
It wasn't causing any direct harm.
What a good fireman does, Kevin.
Well, and then the repair guy came, and of course it would not mess up again.
Mm.
He took it all apart.
It was very well behaved for him.
It was. He took it all apart. I mean, he did a really good job. He took everything apart and checked every little bit and piece, and then he put it all back together. And then I went and cooked a cake, and the cake turned out fine, and there were no flames shooting out.
Mm.
And we've used it several times, but I don't know.
So...
It's a mystery.
Yeah. Right now, the oven is on deflame mode.
Yes. Yes.
So wherever the switch is that turns it to flame mode, we need to make sure we don't hit that again.
It's just on the watch it, don't leave the room, or go very far away mode, too.
Mm.
So you guys remember that when you stick something in there.
So don't put something in the oven, drive away, and leave the house. Which I feel like that's fairly good sound advice.
That is sound advice.
Regardless of whether your oven is working or not working, don't just leave your oven on and drive away.
It's true.
Yeah.
I wonder if I went and got some more cinnamon rolls and put them back in there, if it would make it malfunction again.
Maybe it was the cinnamon rolls
fault. I think that that's worth testing.
We might test that out later.
Science
on this
experiment.
Evening.
Does it oven plus cinnamon rolls equal fire?
We might need multiple tests on that one.
Yeah, I agree. We should test that until we get the flames again, we should just keep making more and more cinnamon rolls.
Okay, we'll give it a shot.
So definitely lots and lots of cinnamon rolls.
What else is going on?
Let's see.
Seth, there's been a lack of flames elsewhere, you know.
A lack of flames?
Yeah, because there's a burn ban.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So the burn ban is in Saline County has been on for a while now, actually.
But it was actually off for like a week.
Yeah.
If it wasn't off for that week, which it probably shouldn't have been off for that week, then it would be on for like a month now.
Right. So for everybody out there who's, they have their cinnamon rolls and they were expecting to be able to go out and grill them outside somewhere, can't do it.
Nope. Can't do it.
You can't grill your
cinnamon
rolls.
Well, actually you can if you do it over charcoal.
Okay, if you want to grill your cinnamon rolls over charcoal, that actually is legal, apparently.
Yeah.
And speaking of fire, one of the things I got to do this week was I got to go to the firehouse and have a supper.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, Christmas supper, Christmas party with the firefighters. Woohoo!
Yeah. How many Christmas parties did y'all go to over the weekend?
A couple.
Well, one on one, exactly a Christmas party. It was more just a dinner.
You know what my favorite part of the Christmas party is at the firehouse?
Uh-huh.
7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
When everybody's pagers go off at the same time. It's just the most exciting moment in the world. All of those firefighters and their pagers all go off for the test page at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
I think everybody thought I was crazy, but I had my telephone. My phone sitting there, and I had my recorder running so I could get the sound of it when it went off.
Mm-hmm.
I'll play it for you.
Yeah, it was a bit crazy.
Maybe we can insert that into the podcast right here. So there you go.
I like how we actually pause for an inserted clip when we do that. Like,
we don't just rip you off here, you know. We stop.
Yeah. So there you go, folks. That's what apparently the 7 o'clock page sounds like, assuming we were able to find it. If we weren't able to find it, then you'll just have to use your imagination.
It'll just be an awkward pause right there.
It'd just be an awkward pause. So that was one of the Christmas party / dinners y'all went to. You want to mention the other couple?
Well, the other one was at the Farmers Association.
Mm.
I'm actually part of the Farmers Association, kind of like you buy a stock and you buy into it, and then at the end of the year, you get a rebate back.
Hopefully.
Yeah, if they make money, it's like a dividend. You get a dividend back at the end of the year, and they have a little party that you get to go to, and you get to hear all about how the Farmers Association is done. It's actually more of a meeting, their annual meeting, where the president speaks and the auditors come in and look at the money and tell you how they did, et cetera, et cetera. But it was really fun. They had good food and good door prizes, and they did well last year and made some money.
Yeah. Nobody parties like the Farmers Association.
That's right.
It was really good food. But first, did you notice that they did the auditors like first thing in the actual meeting, and then as soon as they finished, they
the
said no questions,
left.
They left.
I know. I noticed that too. I thought the auditors got out of there really quick. They didn't want to have to talk to anybody.
They didn't even like sit back down in their seats. They just grabbed their stuff and left while they were like walking off the stage, basically.
They probably had another party somewhere an annual report at.
Yeah. However, to say this, the food was very good.
Yes, it was. If I could find where it came from, if I could remember it, I'll give a plug.
Seth, you went to at least one other Christmassy thing.
Yes, I did. I went to the ArcLug Christmas party,
mm-hmm.
Arkansas Lego Users Group. It was technically our fourth quarter meeting, but it was basically just a Christmas party. That's pretty much all we did. No business.
So did you have to bring anything home as a Christmas present? Or
I did. We played Dirty Brickster.
Ah, yeah.
Which
the Brickster's already dirty.
Yeah.
So, in Lego World.
Anyway, And I ended up bringing home a whole bunch of Leafs, Lego Leafs.
Oh, Lego Leafs. I was just saying a bunch of Leafs. I'm like, we don't need any more Leafs. There's plenty outside already.
No, Lego Leafs.
What are you going to do with them?
They were
fall colors, too.
Yeah, let's see. I got dark green, kind of like a orangey color, a muddy orange, and purple. I don't know what I'm going to do with the purple, but we'll figure something out with the purple.
Yep. Cool. So is that everything? No, Noah, where'd you go?
Hey, wait, I wasn't finished.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Also, I brought home fancy ArcLug business cards.
Really?
Here, come to ArcLug sometime.
Wow.
Here, come to ArcLug sometime.
Oh, it doesn't have your name on it or nothing.
Here, come to ArcLug sometime. There's a spot to put my name on it down there in the notes.
Ah, okay. Stud ruler, five plates equals
two
rack.
Bag.
Are they like religious tracts that you leave in bathrooms?
You're trying to convert people to Lego?
Maybe so.
Leave them on buses and in public places?
Whose phone number is it?
It's a Google Voice number. It goes to an answering machine.
I kind of want to call it on the podcast.
Let's see if we can get somebody from ArcLug on.
That'd be fun.
And I want to insert one more little piece of information about the Farmers Association.
No, don't worry. We'll get to you eventually.
The catering was RX Catering in Little Rock, and okay. It was excellent. So if you need some place, go to that place.
RX? Isn't that like prescription?
Yeah.
Prescription catering.
They made it while it was so good.
You know what they were using to make it a little bit addictive?
Possibly.
Yeah. Okay. Noah, did you do anything interesting, or did we just skip you altogether?
No, not really. I mean, I drove to Sullivan, Missouri, but that's not that interesting.
What was the most interesting part of driving to Sullivan, Missouri?
Probably driving through the cut through at Hardy. That was kind of cool.
And what was that like?
It's just basically where they took the mountain and blew it up and then turned it into a little a little cut through the mountain.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I looked a picture of it up on Google Maps. It is pretty.
So is it worth driving all the way to Hardy just to drive through the cut through the mountain?
Probably not.
So if that was the most exciting thing and it wasn't really worth driving, then I guess it really wasn't that exciting of a trip.
Yeah. Mammoth Springs is still pretty cool. I mean, we've been there before.
Yeah.
I stopped. I was driving through. And I'm like, man, that looks familiar. Where have I been there? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I have. There's sign for Mammoth Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see any of our relatives?
Not that I'm aware of.
You probably did.
I mean, they could have been the ones doing the construction on the side of the road, maybe. I don't know.
It's certainly possible.
Well, I had a pretty busy week last week. Before Kristen came over to visit us for the weekend, I did some things in the previous week. Let's see. Besides taking the dogs to the vet and fixing the tailgate latch on the truck, I also put a bunch of stuff on eBay.
Yeah, and you've been selling it too.
I've been selling a little bit. I think I've sold about like 10 or 11 items now. Something like that. Something around like a couple $100 worth of stuff. Like, of course, then you have to include like the amount that's with like shipping and eBay fees and stuff like that. But yeah, I've been able to sell a few things. That was exciting. And see, on top of that, I got to spend the weekend with Kristen. We went and we went to Garvin Gardens with Mama one night.
That was fun.
Yeah. And Mama nearly got locked in Garvin Gardens forever.
I don't think that's totally true, but
maybe not forever, but I did make a mistake and go down a path that was supposed to be for carts only.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You're such a horrible person.
I know. And
that's
it was
worse than tearing the tag off a mattress.
I know it. And the gate closed and I had to go really fast to get through the gate or I would have been locked in that cart path.
We really need to get our legal advice with Kristen Collin going.
Yeah, so well, fortunately, we had a an almost lawyer. In fact, an almost finished first semester lawyer.
Almost.
Which is, you know, yeah.
It's the closest thing we've got.
So Kristen was there with us and she and I went and we walked around and got to see all the pretty Christmas lights and we played a kind of a fun little game with Mama. Do you want to tell them about it?
Well, I'll start.
It was
you
your
jump
idea.
In there. Yeah. I knew it was about time for us to leave, or, you know, it was kind of getting late. Thought you guys might want to try to find me somewhere. So I snapped a picture of where I was and sent a text to Caleb with the picture, told him to come find it and take a picture of it. And when he took a picture of it, then I would send him a text to the next place that I was until eventually y'all could catch up with me. And of course, they caught up with me really fast.
Because you're not that You're not that fast, Mama.
I'm pretty slow.
And Kristen walks at Boston speed.
Yes. But I thought with it being dark and y'all not having been there before with the lights, that it might slow you down just a little bit.
Well, we were able to figure out where most of the things were just because we'd kind of already wandered around a little bit. And so we were somewhat familiar with where some of the things were. So that was one thing that me and Kristen did. We also kind of just went and we just kind of walked around Hot Springs. We walked around Little Rock a little bit. We did some hiking at Lake Catherine, and it was a fun, enjoyable weekend for sure. And I enjoyed having her around. So, yeah, that was pretty much the summary of my weekend in the smallest nutshell possible.
That's a pretty small nutshell for all you did.
Pretty small nutshell right there. So, all right. That's I think everybody's caught up more or less now on what's all been happening with the Hardwick family. Okay, let's take a quick break and hear a word from this week's sponsor. And remember, please don't try anything you're about to hear in this ad. We're what you call experts.
This week on Junk Debunkers, our illustrious team of pseudoscientists tackle the tall tale of the cinnamon roll flame storm.
Not the cinnamon roll.
Can a simple can of those sweet and sticky baked goods make your oven do this? Is there cinnamon rolls in my eyebrow? Later, the build team tackles the curious case of the exploding ironing board.
Wow, I never thought I'd see that.
All this and more on this week's episode of Junk Debunkers.
Okay, I have a question for you guys.
Oh, okay.
We're coming up toward Christmas, and I was thinking about this today, as I do every year. And in fact, I think we might have even done this question last year. I was wondering, what Christmas presents jump out in your memories from Christmas past? Or if not Christmas presents, Christmas events maybe that we did that you remember from when you were younger?
Let's see. To the first question of presents, I definitely remember the Duplos.
Yeah. That was a fun year.
I was what, like four?
Probably.
Or so?
Probably.
And just big box after big box. And there were like three big boxes.
Yes.
I mean, that was a lot of Duplos.
Let's see. I of course remember getting my first puppy.
Yes.
Getting my puppy dog Xander.
Yes.
And
You were four, maybe five.
Yeah. Well, I would have probably been 5 2 days later.
Yeah, you were four, yeah. Fixing to turn five.
And because my birthday is 2 days after Christmas, in case somebody's wondering. So I remember being in the kitchen at the old house, and I was on my knees, and you told me to close my eyes, and you went and you got something, and then I opened my eyes, and this little black furry ball started running towards me.
He did. He was the perfect little Christmas dog. He did just the right thing.
He did. He knew what to do.
Yeah.
He knew who his best friend was going to be.
That was an exciting year. That was also the year that Noah got his bunnies.
Yep.
Was it?
It was.
And
same year.
We gave them such clever names.
I don't even remember their names. What were they?
Bit and Stripe.
Bit and Stripe.
Is that because it was Rabbit?
Of course.
Of course. Why Stripe?
Because it had a stripe.
Okay.
Noah is practical.
You know, the one with the stripe. That was good. What about you, Mama? What's a Christmas memory that you have?
I don't know that this is necessarily just a super memory for me, but one of the presents that you guys got that always amazed me because of its simplicity and yet its wonderfulness were the 2x4 blocks that Grandpa cut into all different sizes and then sanded them off and put them in a box and gave them to you for Christmas. Those blocks have gone through so many imaginary wars and built castles and who knows what they've been through, and we still have them.
Yeah, you know, it's true. Every now and then I find this like little 1 foot cut of 2x4 around, and I'm like, what? Oh, okay. That's
some of grandpa's
2x4.
Some of grandpa's blocks. That was an ingenious present for
really
a bunch
was.
Of little boys.
Whose idea was that?
I don't know. I don't know if your daddy and grandpa worked on that together. At that time, I think he was still working up at grandpa's house every day. So probably the two of them just kind of put their heads together on that one.
Well, they did a good job because those 2x4s were like really smooth. And
yes, they were. They spent a lot of time working on them. But that is the gift that has lasted.
Sure has. That's a good gift for anybody out there who's like, I really need that perfect Christmas present for that perfect person, a box of blocks is, yes, yes, is, you can't go wrong.
If somebody brought one of those to the Dirty Santa game.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'd take it.
Anybody that had kids would be wanting to grab that, I think.
Yeah.
Let's see. To answer your second question to events that I remember would probably be one Christmas caroling. Usually, typically, like, what was it? Like the youth group or something would go.
Yeah. Brother Jay.
Brother Jay would go.
Group. Yeah.
And then Grandma's house where it was stuffed and crowded and all the presents were hidden behind the couch.
It was hot and stuffy in there and all the presents hidden behind the couch. There was no place for anybody to move once we started unwrapping presents. You couldn't move. We had to kind of leave one at a time in order to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Noah, what do you remember about Christmas presents?
I remember what Caleb talked about and I remember the year Caleb was born, but I remember more my birthday that year than I do Christmas.
What did you do for your birthday?
Had a late Christmas, kind of, it seems like. I remember that was the year I got the train video, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to wait. I'm trying to think. I think you were still in the hospital, and we had a party for him. I don't know. That year is a kind of a blurry year in my memory.
I kind of came in and messed things up.
Well, both of you were pretty cool Christmas presents, even if you were both a little bit late.
Yeah.
A little late. After Christmas. One of my favorite presents to give was the year that I put together all of the costumes.
Oh, yeah.
In the costume box.
That was fun.
Oh, y'all
remember
the
costume?
Where did
you get all those costumes?
Oh, I looked far and wide for them. Some of them I purchased at yard sales and then cut them down to make them small enough for a bunch of boys to wear. Some of them I sewed them myself. Some of them I actually went to the costume shop, Miss Gayla's costume shop, and bought some costumes and brought them back and put them in the box. That was a pretty full box. Do y'all remember what was in there?
Yeah.
There's pirates.
Pirates and cowboys and Indians and
Bible characters.
Bible characters and
clown.
Uh-huh.
The Viking. Clown. Remember the Viking stuff?
Yeah.
Armor of God, like, but yeah, which also served for like castle
knight
and knights.
And, yeah. And the crown and a king's robe. And
there was also a doctor.
Yeah. There was a lot of things for a lot of moments for little boys to play dress up.
And you combine those with the blocks from Grandpa. And y'all just lived in an imaginary world for quite a while.
We really did. You know, it served me well.
It did.
Segway. Okay, so while we're in the Christmas mood, I think we should do our annual Christmas list for the podcast listeners, just in case they want to buy us something.
Okay.
Nobody bought us anything last year that I remember, but just in case, we might as well go and do it again. So
our fan base has doubled. We have two this year.
That's true.
That's right. We have
the opportunity for people
and
to
Dakota
buy us.
And Dakota listening. Yeah. And maybe Corey.
And maybe Brad.
I don't know.
You never know.
Maybe Brad.
And maybe Kristen. So we have maybe up to like
don't
five
forget
people.
Aunt Connie. She listens too.
Six people.
Wow. 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 Okay, so let's go over our Christmas lists real fast. Who wants to go first?
I don't have one. That was a short list.
You don't have anything?
Well, I did ask Mama for some sheets because I want some new sheets for my bed.
Wow,
oops.
That's boring.
Do I still have time to order some?
The one thing Noah asked for, we didn't get him. Sorry.
Yeah. The one thing I didn't want to
buy
myself.
Okay, let's be honest. Nobody got Noah anything anyway.
No, probably not.
I'll be honest, guys. I haven't started shopping.
Hey, me neither. Well, sort of. I kind of have.
Sorry.
Maybe.
My bad. Anyway, let's see. Mama, you want to share us a few things? Just a few things. You don't have to go over the whole list.
I don't have to go over the whole list.
Can you do the whole list in less than 25 seconds?
I don't know. You say 1, 2, 3, go, and I'll start reading.
Go.
Okay?
Ready? Go.
Quality sketchbook or online bound journal, extra fine black markers, movie ticket, gift cards, bath towels, kitchen towels, pot holders, sonic card for a treat after being in the river, a handheld vacuum cleaner, new rectangular kitchen trash can, decorative pillows, very large plastic tub to put baby chicks in, gum, Stride peppermint, of course, cashews, nuts, fruit mixtures, a small dog carrier, a manicure pedicure set, a good quality flashlight, an electric toothbrush, a year's supply of contact solution, some fly traps, a new water hose and nozzle, a leaf rake, a set of nested mesh screen sieves of different sizes so I can find diamonds, rough unpolished gemstones, a broom for a tall person, fudge of the month club, a boat, a life jacket, and I don't know. I'm sure there was something else, but I guess maybe I should stop.
Yeah, it took about 50 seconds.
All right. Sorry about that.
We'll have to cut that out. Okay, so you have a really long, odd list of stuff there.
Hair thingies.
Oh, yeah, I could use some of those, too.
Noah needs hair thingies this year.
All right, I know what I'm getting now.
As the only Hardwick who has never needed a hair thingy, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, you know nothing about them, do you?
I don't know a thing. All right, so what's of the top? Give me a top three things on that list that you're going to add.
Oh, I'm not even going to try to give you the top three things on that list.
What about, I'd say a boat's pretty high up.
A boat would be really nice.
And
boat and a life jacket. But I'll take a Sonic card or hair thingies. I'm not that picky.
Seth, your turn.
Oh, my turn. Okay. On my list, I have number one, a new stool with padding for the Lego room.
Wow, that is very specific.
Yes, so it doesn't have to be a new stool, but new to me. I want a stool for the Lego room that I can sit on.
With padding.
With padding, because that old hard wood one is kind of not
hard.
So fun. Yeah, they're hard.
Okay.
All right. Number two. I want a speaker for the Lego room. Noah? And that's
a speaker.
Well, I'd prefer two.
Okay.
You know.
Stereo. In that little bitty room, you need two speakers?
Well, left and right, one on either side, something.
Why don't you just get a whole stereo system?
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah, somebody wants to get it to him.
Number three goes with that one. I need wall mounts for the speakers to go on. Okay. Mm. You can coordinate with Noah.
See, that sounds a lot easier than speakers. Sounds a lot cheaper.
Actually, it's not as easy as it sounds.
Really?
And
not that I've looked into that. No.
And you need someone to install it as well, correct?
Nah,
that's also
that's
me,
built
probably.
Into present.
So my how about somebody else get him the mounts and I'll just install it for him. That'll be my gift to Seth.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Number three, I want trim put up in the locker room.
Oh, okay. So that's also something I can
Caleb's
do.
Just gonna do handiwork for Seth.
You can hand out coupons for.
You're going to have to clean the living room enough that I can get the trim in.
It's clean enough.
Okay. Well, we'll work on that as soon as we can.
Yeah. We can be before Christmas for all I care.
Okay.
Number five. If you notice I skipped number four, I'll come back to it. Number five, bed sheets.
Really?
Oh, really?
I've got to go order more
I'm glad I bought my own bed sheets.
Hey, you know, hey, I can live with these ones. I really can. But if everyone else is getting new bed sheets, then.
Okay.
Warm work gloves that feel nice.
That is an impossible thing to ask for. You mark that off the list.
Okay.
I also want that.
It's impossible. It can't be done. It's like trying to buy you shoes. It just can't be done.
Okay.
I do like those ones that I get at Target, though. If somebody wanted to get me some of those, I mean, I can always use another pair.
Oh, okay.
So, so far, Noah has hair thingies, gloves, and sheets.
Yeah. The things that I don't buy for myself.
I better write these down.
And number four, which is actually the sixth one I've mentioned, or perhaps seventh or eighth, because some of them were multiples together, more gummy bears.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good present. I like that.
That was
Mama.
A good one.
You know, don't you think you should switch to something else gummy? You know, gummy worms or gummy kids?
Gummy pandas?
Gummy
maybe. Iguanas?
I don't know. Gummy bears are pretty good.
Gummy koalas? As
they are.
that's
still in the...
Can you gummy anything, or is there only a certain amount of things you can gummy?
There's only so much gummy in the world.
I can
so.
Assume that you have to have like some kind of license or something.
Yeah. You have to license the...
Have a license to gummy.
Yeah.
Can we make that the podcast title?
A license to gummy.
I don't really know what that... What the connotation of that implies.
Either.
We'll see. I might Google that first to make sure.
It might be a good
Urban
idea.
Urban Dictionary. What does this mean? All right. All right. Is that everything on your list, Seth?
Everything at the moment.
Everything at the moment. Okay. Well, if you add, we'll make sure to update everybody later. A few things from my list. My list is pretty short.
Sonic cards.
I don't really need Sonic Guard.
I was adding that to my list.
Oh, your list? Well, if somebody wants to give me some like cheddar peppers, I mean, I'll eat them so long as they're fresh. I need... Okay. So, y'all may remember my color assorted socks. Assorted color socks?
Yes.
The ones that were too big.
Yes.
Which I coincidentally sold on eBay.
Which is hard to believe.
It was great. Anyway, I still want some, but they need to be my size this time. So maybe if you can't find an assorted color package, just buy each one individually and then mix them together into a package.
So you want colored socks?
Yeah, assorted solid color athletic socks. Got it?
Yeah, okay. I got it.
Number
two.
I think
it's going to be easier to find warm work gloves that are comfortable.
Yeah, because the assorted color socks just don't exist, just like the work gloves. All right, number two. I have a few different things for like GoPro accessories that I'd like. So y'all may remember that I bought a mic adapter for my GoPro.
Yes.
Coincidentally, I still haven't ever got a mic for it. So I have this $50 mic adapter and I haven't had a mic to use it with it yet. So there's a couple different mics that I would use, like, you know, either a lapel or an on-camera mic. So
I think I'm just going to give you little pieces of 2x4 for Christmas.
You know what? I would not be unhappy with that. I would be pretty happy with that.
I'm going to give everybody that.
He's
got a miter saw. He could
that's
do all
true.
Sorts of
I could cut
them.
The I could cut the blocks.
It's true.
I could. Also, GoPro accessories. I like this little like rotator that you put your camera on. It didn't have to be a GoPro, but you can put a camera on it, and it slowly rotates like an egg timer, kind of.
Yeah.
And so you can get like these really long time lapse with a little bit of movement in them. They're really cool. So I want one of those. And other than that, I mean, I'm always down for a bag of apples or something, which sounds really good right now. I may have to go get me one.
It does sound good.
So there you go. That's pretty much my Christmas list.
Segway.
All right, guys, let's move into our final segment of the show, the segment of the show that we like to call Sound Advice. So we're going to give some advice for everybody here for the holiday season. I think we kind of already started off with the advice about don't walk away from your cinnamon rolls when they're in the oven.
That is correct.
And feel free to instead roast them over an open fire, like chestnuts over an open fire, or cinnamon rolls roasting over an open fire.
It's against the rules.
But don't do that.
When the burn ban's on.
When the burn ban's on, don't do that.
Unless you're using charcoal.
Unless you're using charcoal. So you go. That's my first sound. The first sound advice of the night. Don't walk away from your cinnamon rolls when they're in heaven.
That's true.
What else, fellas and mom?
Well, this is not actually my personal advice. This is advice that I got from my sister, Aunt Connie.
Okay.
Aunt Connie says that if you lose your deer, if you complain long enough, they will give it to you for free. Now, let me explain that.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Okay. Uncle Alan shot a deer.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Bad for the deer.
Well, yeah. So they took the deer over to get the deer processed so they could have lots of nice deer meat. And that's a couple of weeks ago. And somehow or another, the processing place lost their deer.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you lose a big deer?
I don't know how they lost the deer, but here's the funny thing about it. They called today and said they found the deer.
They found it.
They found the deer.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Where was it?
I don't know. But according to them, since they had lost the deer for a couple of weeks and then found the deer, that they were not going to charge them anything to process it. So the deer was free.
Was it? Can you still process a deer after 2 weeks?
I don't know. So there's a curious tale there, but I don't think we're going to ever really know the end
of it. We'll have to let that one unfold and get back with you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll interview Aunt Connie and see what we get next week. What about my brothers? Any sound advice from you guys?
Remember to charge up your Bluetooth speakers.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Because if you don't, they won't work.
That is some sound advice right there.
True. Well, remember to charge your phone up overnight or it'll die during the middle of your workday like mine did today.
Well, that's not sound advice. That's phone advice.
Good point.
That's phony advice.
Noah,
I had one earlier and I've already forgotten it. But since we're talking about charging stuff, if you switch to a phone with a USB-C type connector, make sure you get a good USB-C charger and cable, because the cheap ones have a tendency to catch on fire and burn things up. So,
and you don't want that to happen during a burn ban.
No, certainly no, not. Yeah.
You wouldn't want to use one of those when you're under a burn ban. Now, if it's not under a burn ban, it's completely okay.
Don't put your chargers and your cinnamon rolls near each other. But they may catch on fire.
I brought that up because I remembered I could actually use another USB-type charger, but you might want to be careful about which one you buy.
Don't worry. I'll check the description and see if it's a flaming one or non-flaming. Smoking or non-smoking. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. All right, any more sound advice before we wrap up the show?
I'm all out of advice.
All right, folks, that pretty much wraps up this show, episode number 54 of Hardwick Sound. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be sure to catch up once again next week, hopefully. During this Christmas season, you never know. But anyway, we'll be around, and we'll hope to talk at you once again. Just make sure to remember to stay safe and don't be stupid.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Bye. You know, I didn't join in. Oh, well.
You want to try again?
No.